very lovely to see someone of your stage of life ask that. It's very courageous. It's very encouraging.
Do you have an answer?
Oh yeah, I'm getting that. You have to be patient because I have a very dramatic way of speaking. It's practically my whole charisma. There really is only one way to grow up. And those who have difficulty growing up, no matter what their age, be they 20, be they 40, be they 60, be they 90, are essentially saying, I refuse. The only way to grow up for those who are having that difficulty is to give up the struggle to stay childish. It's the attitude of, I want to have my cake and eat it too. So one has to actually bite the bullet and actually make literally a conscious decision. I am willing to grow up. And when that decision gets made, even if it's not true, you will see that it's not true. You will see your own refusal. You will see your own resistance, and then you have to deal with it. But at some point, whatever method you use to deal with it, whether you go get help, whether you come to meetings like this, whether you see a therapist, whether you confide in your brother, whatever it is, at some point, it's an actual decision. I will allow growing up to happen. Because everybody who's ever grown up makes an actual decision at some point, whether they're aware of it or not, to, I'm going to allow it. So you must have been fighting this hard for your whole life.
I've had some success.
Well, you must have had the idea that growing up for real means you have to lose that twinkle in your eye and that you have to give up all wild ways, and it doesn't mean that. Because the real growing up, nothing is lost. It's moving to the stage you belong rather than trying to stay in a stage that's over. And in that sense, there's nothing to lose.
Well, it's fun to be a child.
It's fun to be a child when it's appropriate to be childish, but it's like when you get to that age when you are too old to play with toys. Whether it's 10, whether it's 14, I don't know what it is these days, but it's different for different people. But everybody gets to an age where it feels odd. It feels wrong to be playing with the toys you played with when you were 6, when you were 7, when you were 8. And they get put away in a box. And there are those people, and I'm one of them, there are those of us who put that off as long as they can and fight it as hard as they can. And the mistaken idea is that something will be lost. Just what you just said, it's fun being a child. But what's not being understood when that's the idea is it's fun being an adult. It's fun being in a different stage that's correct for where I am. See, it's the idea that you can only have fun in summer. That winter is a grim and gloomy affair. But people go skiing in winter. People have all kinds of winter fun. And people have spring fun. And people have fun in every season. You're really shortchanging yourself. Those of us who refuse to mature are shortchanging ourselves because we're saying, I'm only going to enjoy one season. And eventually, it catches up with you. Eventually, it feels wrong, and then it's harder. Why not go voluntarily as the seasons change. There's a time to be young and there's a time to be old. If you're lucky, there's a time to be old. As I've said numerous times, much more not here than here. Only the lucky get to be old. Everybody gets to be young.
I have another question.
Please.
You said that I continue with the psychological support. You said before Eastern goals, they say to go inward. But also when you go to psychotherapy in the West, you go inward. So is this the same, or what's the difference between them?
No, it's completely different. Because one is about insight into your own personal psychology. That's the psychotherapeutic interest.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is to come to the universal within you.
Mm-hmm.